Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Monday. It's Victory Monday. The Packers have secured the number one seed in the NFC. The Vikings have been sent packing, and all is right with the world. That's right. Packers big win on Sunday Night Football. Thanks to everybody who tuned into the watch party. We had a lot of people hanging out, talking Packers from across the world. Always great to mix it up with all of you. A lot of new names in the mix. Always really good to have new people checking out the stream. Good morning, everybody in the comment section. Brandy, one of our moderators, you make a very good point that we should do some promotion around all the other stuff we do here at Cheesehead TV that we could roll out during a watch party. And it's great that you've suggested this with one game left in the season. It's great. Thanks, Brandy. I'm kidding. That's a great idea. It's just, add it to the list of things I need to do. I love it. I am all in. Eric, Theo, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, run the ball. Man, they did it last night. Man, watching A.J. Dillon truck people in the cold, that's a thing of beauty right there. That is quite all right with me. What's up, Steve? How are you, man? Morning. New York Cheesehead, how you doing, man? Good to see you. Dennis, good morning. Hope you're well. Lizalicious, already sick of the narrative that home field isn't big for Green Bay. Last year, there were no fans, and it was a mild day. Give me 80,000 fans and a 10-degree temperature. I'm with you. Look, it doesn't matter if you play at Lambeau, on the road, in a parking lot. You got to bring it on that day. That's pure and simple. That's why it's so dramatic and captivating, because it is win or go home. It ain't like other leagues where you have a series, best of, etc. You get one day to prove it. And last year, we all know, Packers didn't do it. They weren't up to the challenge. This year, I think it's going to be a different story. But I hear you. Yeah, that narrative will undoubtedly be played out here over the course of these next few weeks until, again, the Packers do indeed get on the field and prove it. Mickey, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, from the gang from Tuesday's Bar and Grill in New Lisbon, Wisconsin. We want Dallas. Ooh, baby. People talking about wanting Dallas to come to Lambeau. I mean, I'm all for Mike McCarthy's return. I think it'd be very dramatic, but let's take it one step at a time. All right. Let's see what happens next week if they decide to play the starters. Sounds like Matt and Aaron both last night after the game talking like Aaron Rodgers and the starters will get a little action in Detroit, which I think is not a great idea, but it ain't my team. But yes, we will see if Dallas are the chosen ones to come to Lambeau Field at some point. Steely, thanks for the super chat. Matt LaFleur is awesome. Yes, he is. He is indeed. We made a stinger out of that, I think. Should the Packers sign AB? You guys, you can't get me going. Can't do it, people. Can't get me going. Nope. Not going to happen. Soder, thanks for the super chat. Happy birthday, Jill. Happy birthday, Jill. Go, Pack, go. Happy birthday, Jill. What else we got here? Dale, good morning from New York City. I hope you're well. Hope London is treating you well. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I hear last night AJ and Jones are over 1,000 yards. Yes, first tandem in the backfield for the Packers to go over 1,000 yards each in the history of the franchise. Pretty impressive. Landon, thank you for the super chat. Call me crazy. I'm 24, and I believe firmly that Kenny Clark is the best interior lineman the Packers have had in my lifetime. Thoughts? In your lifetime, Landon, I think you are correct. Racking my brain. I mean, Colin Jenkins was pretty good back in the day. But yeah, no, in your lifetime, I'm going to agree with you. Now I want Dallas out in the first round just to shut the fans up. Colin, what's the fun in that? Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Do I start Devontae in my fantasy championship next week? Maybe one quarter out of him is already better than other players. Go, Pack, go. That's a tough call, Andrew. I mean, there's not even no guarantee he's even going to play. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. You know, all week to figure it out. I would not. That's just me. I don't think he's going to play. Eric, thanks. Nags, you off the COVID reserve list. This is technically my last day of isolation. I feel a lot better. Still not 100%, but yeah, it's my last ISO day, as it were, on the COVID list. Accidental Hero, thanks to the super chat. Can we start looking past the next game? I want to look past the next game. I want it all right now. Olive Puppy Fun. You can do whatever you want, buddy. Accidental, these are beautiful times where we have a game that means nothing. Packers, who knows how they approach it, but you got to believe we will see a lot of Jordan Love, get him some valuable playing time, hopefully not play many starters, no one gets injured, get the hell out of there, wrap it up, take a week off, and get ready for the playoffs. I am all about that life. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Johnny Jolly, don't disrespect this man. I see you're joking. I mean, Johnny was a great player. I mean, he had a hustle. He had physicality. He was a crazy underrated athlete. Yeah, Johnny was good. I mean, it's just too bad. It lasted so short. It was so short, that run. Is our run defense a concern, or is it fixable? Oh, it's totally fixable. I mean, I thought they held up pretty well last night. Now, it's not a great running offensive line in the cold, probably, when you're looking at the Vikings and the fact that the Packers could game plan for not having to worry about a quarterback. But, yes, everything's correctable. And you don't have to look much further than where the Packers were earlier this season. They've done a good job against the run for the balance of the year. Cleveland took it to them. There's no doubt about it. But I wouldn't say that is a huge cause for concern. That is absolutely correctable. BJ Raji. Raji's in the conversation, but he's not as good as Kenny Clark. He was not as good as Kenny. No chance. He made big plays and had a great dance. No doubt about it. Helped bring him to the Super Bowl and won it. No question about it. But he's not as good as Kenny. Nuh-uh. What else we got? Got that. Oh, wait. Did I get that one? I got that one. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Most complete game so far. Glad AB gone from the NFL. Most complete game so far? I mean, I guess the sense, though, that they were still slow out of the gate offensively. Doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees down in Jacksonville. Doesn't matter if it's 1 degree in Green Bay. Going to be slow out of the gate for whatever reason. Okay. Do I think they will keep Moore as a kick returner? I hope they do. Yes. No question about it. It's like night and day, right? It's one of those things you see it, and it's like in Wizard of Oz when you go from black and white to color. It's just so different having a guy who knows what to do with the ball in his hands, knows when to make the cuts, knows how to set up blocks. It's such a breath of fresh air. Yes, 100% they should keep him on punt returns and kick returns, and I think they will. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Kenny Clark is an absolute beast in run defense, single-handedly wrecked the Vikings run game last night. Matt, I mean, you're spot on in the sense of how many times did they highlight Kenny getting double-teamed, and not every time, but most times he's shedding the blocks or splitting the double team and either making the tackle or affecting the ball carrier so that someone else makes the tackle. I mean, that's just blowing up blocking schemes. You know, you have to think the start of every play up front is where is Kenny Clark and how are we going to handle him? And more often than not, he handles you no matter what you do to him. He's Matt, spot on. He's incredible. Green Bay just wanted to be nice to NBC and make sure they didn't lose all their viewers in the first quarter. Joey the Jaguar, as usual, is on top of it. Fair point. Kenny like a freaking Jedi. Yeah, right. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Royce Newman love. Dude struggled out the gate. MLF stuck with him, and it's paying off. Dude is an absolute monster. Props to scouts for finding him. Yeah, we talked about that, actually, on Let's Talk Football with Andy Herman 2 weeks ago. He's playing really well down the stretch here. Absolute case of, yeah, sticking with him. He definitely still has growth in front of him. Still a young player, but he has played well down the stretch here. There's no question about it. Still looked like he had a little hiccup last night, but and one play, but you know, he is playing much, much more consistently here in the last month or so than he had been earlier in the season. And that's what you hope when you have to play a rookie, right? That they take those lessons they learned earlier in the year and they iron out their game and get some consistency down the stretch. And that's what we've seen from Royce. No question about it. Nuclear family, thanks for the super chat. Remember when people were saying Chase Vinovich was better Michigan pass rusher? Also, 12 was 24, 23, and 1 in three seasons before Matt LaFleur with him. He's 38 and 9. That would be true if wins were a quarterback stat, but they are not. But I do remember that Chase stuff. That was hilarious. That's the draft industrial complex getting to your brain right there. It's scary to think how much more Rashawn Gary can improve. It is. He needs to be more consistent here down the stretch for the Packers. He is an insanely great player. He has the potential to be an insanely great player if he can play at his potential on a more consistent basis. That's the big key for Rashawn right now. You see it every week as far as the flashes of greatness. He needs to be at that level down in and down out. If he can do that, if he can harness that, if he can figure out a way to play at that level, then we'll be talking about a true great, no doubt. Chris, thanks for the super chat. It probably is a very big help that our GM was a longtime scout for us, an extra brain in that room as well. No doubt. I mean, and he's in the room with Ted all that time, watching how Ted operates. And, of course, his scouting background, being in charge of, you know, the Southeast, that's, you know, that's big time. That's a big time area, you know, as far as the SEC and things like that. His scouting background, both college and pro, no doubt helped in the path that he took to where he is right now. No doubt about that. Next, we've been through the offseason, the draft camp, preseason, the bye, and now number one seed. It's time for a Super Bowl. Brandy, couldn't agree more. It's also time to talk about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. Do it, people. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. Promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Talk to your man Oz Osborne here in the comments. He'll tell you. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Do it. Hop on it. Get on it. I'm going to be on it as soon as I can here in New York. You want to do it, people. Do it. VM, thanks for the super chat. Has Crosby regained his confidence? His adjustment at that first field goal was remarkable. Pretty incredible that they got that off and it was good. I mean, the bobble by Bohorquez was reminiscent of Tony Romo back in the day, but a great job by Bohorquez getting it down. And yeah, I mean, the fact that Mason trusts him clearly doesn't even break stride in that kick. And look, that's no easy task, that operation of getting the snap off, getting that ball down in that freezing cold temp. And they did it again and again and again last night. So major props. They seem to have, knocking on all the wood, they seem to have righted that ship. No doubt about it. Nice. Do you think Jair and Bakhtiari play next week as a tune-up? I don't think Bakhtiari does. I do think Jair may see the field. I don't know how much. Maybe just a little bit. But that is complete guesswork on my part. I'm sure Matt will be asked about it today and Wednesday and every day until then. But we'll see. Seth, thanks for the super chat. Evil Matt LaFleur is going to be 3-13 in the upside down. Cool, man. Oz, what's up? The great and powerful Oz has spoken. DraftKings is great. That's my guy. Peter, thank you for the super chat. Cheers to my Packers brother, Adrian Nags. He's from Australia. I'm from Wisco. We met at Kettle of Fish during the 13 Cowboys comeback. Been close friends ever since. Speedy COVID recovery. Well, thanks, Peter. My brother, Adrian, he's from Australia. That's awesome, dude. I love that you guys met at Kettle of Fish. That, you talk about a great place for Packers fans to meet, hang out, form lifelong friendships. That's what it's all about. I've met many people at Kettle that I only know because of Kettle of Fish, and now they are my friends. So that is really cool, dude. I love it. Mm-hmm. What's up with Zimmer's face in the cold? It's cold, man. Corey, thanks for the super chat. I think Bradbury had more yards rushing receiving than Dalvin Cook. As an old center, I can appreciate it. Also, AR owns the Vikes too. Yeah, he does seem to do that, doesn't he? And you still have the coolest avatar, the old school V. Hey, Nags, I'm more confident in this team than I have been in a while. I can't figure out what team I fear the most, and it's because there is none. Go, Pack, go. Who would you be afraid of? Who would you be afraid of coming into Lambeau? Especially in that cold. I mean, Arizona played better yesterday, no doubt about it. Packers have beat them. That Cowboys team we saw yesterday in the cold? Bring them. Tampa had to hang on for dear life and come back against the Jets? Bring them. I'm here for it. I am here for it. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat, buddy. How you doing? Morning, Nags and crew. Victory Monday is great. Finally got a chance to see most of the All Madden documentary, and it was a great viewing. It is outstanding. Highly recommended if no one has seen it. If you haven't seen it, fix that, because it's amazing. I think they have it available now on the ESPN app, too, so you can find it there. Wind is going crazy over here. How's it over there? Pretty windy. I don't know where you are, though. It's windy in Astoria, though. Are the Rams the toughest rival for the green and gold? Tampa's really weak, and Dallas been playing really bad offense. Well, I mean, it depends, right? Dallas was hard to watch yesterday, but they looked okay on offense the week before. Now, granted, it's Washington, but still got to play the game, right? Yeah, the Rams, no doubt about it. The Rams are a tough squad. Packers seem to have had their number the last couple times they've been at Lambeau. The one thing that makes you confident in that matchup is Matthew Stafford turning the ball over. If you turn the ball over against the Packers, Aaron Rodgers and company usually make you pay. You can't be giving Aaron Rodgers extra chances. That's how you lose ball games. And frankly, that's what happened the first time the Rams came to Lambeau this season. And if they were to come again in the cold and had to play, you know, a playoff atmosphere, Lambeau, I don't fear them. Simply because they have a turnover machine at quarterback. And that's not to say that Matthew Stafford isn't a talented guy, because he really is. I think, obviously, one of the better quarterbacks in the league when he's not turning the ball over. But, man, he cannot stop doing it. Q King, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. It's always a better Victory Monday when we can eliminate the Vikings. Correct, sir. You are correct. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Nags, any chance of Love starting against Detroit? Dan, I hope so. It sounded like, and I just mentioned this a little while ago, both Aaron and Matt sounded like they were going to play Aaron a little bit in this Detroit game. Aaron talks about his toe feeling better and blah, blah, blah. I think they should just start Love. Sit Aaron, Devontae, Kenny, you know. I get the idea of wanting to stay sharp and what have you. And I just think it's much better if Aaron gets rest and get Jordan Love those snaps, but we'll see. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on Runyon's performance. I haven't looked at the line yet. I'll do that today, but live in game, I liked what we saw in the running game. I mean, but you know, without really going and watching him, I can't say too much. You can't take the Detroit out of Stafford. Fair point. Devontae Adams said he wanted to play at Detroit. Well, Dennis, that is fair, but it ain't up to him. He wanted to play against Atlanta last year in week 4, and that game actually meant something, and the Packers sat him down. What he wants is relevant, but not of the top priority. What's the Manning curse? The Manning cast curse, Brent, is that I think it's every quarterback who has been on the Manning cast has played like shit the following week, essentially. So Packers fans now are nervous because Aaron Rodgers is set to be on the Manning cast tonight for Monday Night Football. And so, oh no, he's going to play like shit. as if like we didn't have to go through years of the Madden curse not being real. Now people have to turn around and invent some other shit to believe in. I don't know. Carmen, thanks for the super chat. Got to say thank you for saying that wins and losses aren't QB stats. Hope you fully recover soon. Thank you, Carmen, very much. I mean, they're not. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers wants to play because he doesn't want Love to have a Flynn-like game. Keep his chances of returning to Green Bay as high as possible. I mean, who knows? I don't think it's that specifically, but, you know, statistics, keeping the start streak alive, wanting to, you know, be out there with Devontae and the guys, blah, 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 if Devontae plays. Who knows, man? There's a million reasons he could want to be out there. I'm not gonna say it's, like, impossible, right? Oh, Robin, good question. Franchise tag on Adams, good move or not? I'd be shocked if they actually did it. I think that's mere saber rattling at this point. It's another step in the dance of negotiation, essentially. The Packers have been real loath to use the franchise tag. Maybe they make an exception for Devontae. I tend to doubt it. Look, there's going to be a lot of kind of, you know, I guess, narratives that pop up between now and free agency regarding Devontae Adams. And we all thought, this is my only thought really on the subject, is we all thought Aaron Jones was out the door until like 5 minutes before the deadline, and he wasn't. So deadline spur action. There is no deadline anywhere close to imminent. So I'm just going to enjoy Devontae Adams in the green and gold and watch him win a Super Bowl, and then we'll talk about it this offseason, which I'm pretty sure is the tact he's taking. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Oh no, Rodgers plays like ish against the Lions after they locked up the number one seed. Anyways. Exactly, Eric. Exactly. John, thanks for the super chat. Still think A-Rod chances of returning are slim? Gotta say they've improved, right? You'd have to be blind to say they haven't. I'll still be shocked if he's in green and gold next year, though. I will say that. But yeah, no. They have definitely improved. Chances have improved, which means, of course, Olive's chances of getting a dog have improved. I mean, that's the most major thing here. That's the important part of this. So, but yeah, I still think he's gone. We'll see. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for all the support. Oh, wait, I got one more super chat. DB, NFC Championship game versus Dallas. McCarthy passes torch to LaFleur. I like it. I like the drama of it. Feels like a Star Wars movie. I'm all in. Thanks a lot, everybody. Gonna have to get going. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Make sure you're back tonight for Carry the G with AJ Dillon. Who knows what he's gonna wear? We'll talk to him about that epic performance against the Vikings in the cold. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Make sure you're here for it. Hey, you know, a great way to remind yourself, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll get an alert when we're live. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you tonight. Thanks a lot, everybody. Keep carrying the G. Talk to you soon. Go Pack up.